Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online, it's the Mayor of Cabonne. Good morning, Kevin Beattie.
Yeah, good morning, Neil.
Now, let's talk water. Firstly, there's plenty of it been about, which is great news. I'm assuming that Marlong Dam's still looking quite healthy.
Yeah, mate, it has been fantastic, this local rain, and the dam is looking fantastic. It's overflowing, it's topping the wall, so which is great, so we're 100% there. But more importantly, I want to talk about our bore project, which we received government funding for some time ago. Our bore project is just about complete with the piping up to the filtration plant from the bore site, and now just the electronics to go. So this is great news. It now doesn't drought-proof, but assists in drought-proofing the Marlong Creek Dam for the Marlong water users, so it's fantastic.
Yeah, it certainly is. And also some water infrastructure projects set down for Cumnock and Yeovil coming soon.
Yeah, look, now we had a session yesterday in Yeovil giving the residents there some information about their upcoming water into Yeovil. But today, between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m, there'll be representatives from council to out of Cumnock in the main street to talk to them about the upcoming water into their town of Cumnock. So, yeah, because of the drought, we haven't been able to put the pipe project into place. But now, whereas the drought is sort of easing and the water supply has been fantastic, so we are now going to put the water supplies into the both towns of Cumnock and Yeovil. So for any more information, contact council.
All right. And also, the pools are opening next week.
I guess all the pools in the shore will be opening on the 7th of November, so that's great news. So there will be some limited hours in some of the pools. But, tickets are available for season passes at both council offices in Kiddell and Marlong and Canoundra. So, look, if you want to get an early season pass, grab hold of those. But they're also, this year, will be doing a 10-ticket passes to reduce the cash flow at the pools. So contact council for any more information there.
That makes good sense. Now, there's a wellbeing workshop. I need some wellbeing, I think.
Yeah, council's running through the grant, the New South Wales Government Local Drought Stimulus, a wellbeing workshop, which will be running on the 9th of November. So it's a virtual, so over the computer. So once again, contact council for any information, and please make use of that.
Yeah, indeed. All right, now, as we move toward Christmas, it's here in no time, basically November, and away we go. Shop local, of course, is a big message for all people.
Yeah, look, some of the businesses, or most of the businesses, have struggled this year with COVID and then early on in the piece with drought. So, look, we're just running a shop local campaign for Christmas to assist those businesses. But also, we'll be also running a Christmas light competition, Neil, for both residential and business premises, so in each of the villages. So the winners of those will receive vouchers to be spent in the local businesses.
All right, fantastic. Once again, if you need more information, contact Cabonne Council. I'm with the Mayor, Kevin Beattie. Kevin, as always, thank you for the update, mate. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Neil.